Well, that's much happier music than the story I have to do right now, as the Detroit Lions playoff hopes took a big hit yesterday. 29-24 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and even more painfully right there at Ford Field. Wild finish, I can tell you that. The game ended when a last-second touchdown on a lateral from Amon-Ra St. Brown to Jared Goff was called back for offensive pass interference on St. Brown as time expired. They didn't even get a chance to redo the play or anything. Forget the penalty. They called it on Isaac Tesla a few plays earlier. Pass interference again. Now, look, the Lions should never have been in that position, but they were. But you never want to see these games ending based on calls from the stripes. Lomas Brown Jr., Detroit Lions legend, co-host of Sports Wrap with Lomas Brown and Anthony Bellino, or affectionately known as AB, is weeknights at 6 right here on WJR. He, of course, is the color analyst for the Detroit Lions radio network. He's a Football Hall of Fame semifinalist and all-round great, sweet, giant of a man. Lomas, welcome back to Focus with Paul W. Smith. It is a pleasure, my friend. Happy holiday, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy whatever you celebrate. We celebrate it with you.
I love you, legend. You are the man. It is great to be on with you. Anytime I'm on with you, that's my Christmas present, legend.
aren't you nice? Listen, I want to say something I never did. I never thought of this when I was doing the golf tournament, but it came to me while I was putting the show together. I thought, giving a playing spot to someone you love in next year's Lomas Brown Jr. Golf Classic is a wonderful Christmas gift.
Oh,
a wonderful
like
Christmas
that.
Gift. Yeah. So I never thought of that before today, and I'm thinking it now. So where do people need to go where they can last minute for that person, they don't know what to get for them, get them a playing spot in Lomas Brown Jr.'s Golf Classic?
Absolutely. Oh, I love that, legend. That is a great idea, man. I mean, and of course, don't forget, now we got the Paul W. Smith Legacy Award that we're going to continue for throughout. This is going throughout. And I'm thinking about, too, legend, the winning team's getting little replica Lombardi trophies as
wow.
The winning team.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very
Absolutely.
Cool. And it's at that Country Club of Detroit course,
yes,
one of the finest
is.
In the country. And you don't get a chance like this very often to play that course. So what's the website again that they go to get these tickets for a great
yep.
Christmas gift?
So the Lomas Brown Jr. Foundation.org, or you could go to Lomas Brown Jr. Golf Classic.com. So those would be the websites, the two places that you could go to purchase your tickets. July the 13th, 2026, that's a Monday. So it's coming up. It's coming up soon, legend. It'll be here soon.
Well, it's great, and it only continues to get better. Now, that aside, I wish that we could say that about our Lions. They've been great, but they are not continuing to get better. Give us your take on it.
Yeah, you know, it was very, very disappointing. And you know what, legend? I think the thing that disappointed me the most was that we knew that was basically a playoff game, and we didn't come out with the intensity, with the urgency that we needed to come out with, knowing that that was basically almost an elimination game. And I think I was disappointed about that. And, of course, like you said, you never want to leave it in the hands of the referees to determine the outcome of a game. Unfortunately, we put ourselves in that position where we left it in their hands and the outcome wasn't what we wanted it to be or really expected it to be. So we just got to retool and get ready for Minnesota a couple of days from now on Christmas Day and see what we can do against this team to kind of keep our slim playoff hopes alive.
Yeah, because – you know, we've talked about this throughout the season. There were times it was in our hands. It's not in our
yeah.
hands anymore. We have to win both games, and that still doesn't get us in because that means we win the last two games, but Green Bay then has to lose their next two games. Yeah, and the likelihood of that, I don't think that's very likely.
No, and you never want it like that, right? You always, being a professional athlete, you always want to be able to control your own destiny. And you're right about that. Now we've gotten to the point where it's really not up to us. Yes, we can only control what we can, which is to try to win the next two games, starting with this next game on Thursday. But you're right. We need so many things to happen for us to even get invited to the dance, and you never want to be in that position.
I'm going to ask you a couple of other little things. We've got the legend, Lomas Brown Jr., co-host of Sports Wrap with Lomas Brown and Anthony Bellino, weeknights at 6. You know him, too, as color analyst for the Detroit Lions Radio Network. All-round guy and should be a shoe-in. I don't mean to jinx it, but for the Football Hall of Fame, he's one of the semifinalists. And the thing I want to bring up is, here we have this Pittsburgh Steelers star wide receiver, DK Metcalf, taking a swing at a Detroit Lions fan at the game yesterday at Ford Field. Second quarter, CBS cameras catch Metcalf getting into some kind of verbal altercation with a Lions fan holding some Steelers attire while hanging over the ledge. We don't know exactly what happened, but Metcalf eventually threw a punch in the direction of the Lions fan, and the referees didn't see it, so nothing happened. Now, I don't know if the league has finally spoken out on it yet. I don't even know. I haven't heard anything, but, I mean, what a mistake.
Oh, that's going to cost him. It really is. Legend, I know a suspension is going to follow that because, again, you don't want that type of interaction between the fans and players because it could get out of control. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because think about it. If that fan would have retaliated and he would have got into it with that fan, guess what? As a teammate, you're going over there to help your teammate, and then, you know, eventually it's an all-out brawl, something like what we had at the Palace years and years ago.
That's what I thought of when you said that. Yes, man.
Yes, they don't want that. That's just not a good look for the league or anybody. So I expect the suspension to come behind this once they take a good look at this and make their judgment about it.
Well, it's very bizarre because, yeah, I don't know who's telling the truth, and I won't make a judgment based on that, but I'd heard that the fan said that he merely used Metcalf's full name. I don't know what DK stands for, and I don't even care. But I do know this. Metcalf is a pro. He's been around long enough. He knows not to get involved with the fans. He should let whatever the fans say or yell to him roll off his back and continue to go on and play.
And, Legend, you know, it's an emotional game. We're wound up. It's really an emotional game, but you have to channel that emotions in the right way. And he should have been channeling it towards the Detroit Lion players, not the fans. So, yeah, it was just an all-out mistake by DK. And it's going to cost him. I keep saying that, but once that gets reviewed and everything comes out, it is going to cost him a few bucks. I guess he got the pockets deep enough to take that fine or that suspension that he may get.
Does anyone else even know what DK stands for with Metcalf?
You know, that's a great question. Now, I played with his uncle, Eric Metcalf. We played together in Arizona for a few years, so I know his uncle very well. But, no, I don't know what DK stands for.
It stands for DeKalin.
Oh, wow, he's mad. Okay, I would be mad about that, too, if my name was DeKalin, too. So I understand. I understand, Legend.
Wait a minute. DeKalin. That's far from all the things I can think of saying, but I really need this radio job, so I'm not going to say them. But it did occur to me with DK. I thought, wait a minute. No one would name their kid that, would they? I don't know.
Right.
With head in there? No, it wouldn't be. No, it isn't. Lomas Brown Jr., Detroit Lions legend, pulling for you all the time. You are always going to be our Hall of Famer. We love you. We'll be listening 6 o'clock weeknights on WJR Sports Wrap with Lomas Brown Jr. and Anthony Bellino. And don't forget, what a nice Christmas present. Last minute, go online to LomasBrownJrGolfClassic.com, LomasBrownJrGolfClassic.com. It's July 13th of 2026. get a playing spot or two for someone you love and give it to them for Christmas. They'll be thrilled. All right, Lomas, God bless you. Love you, man, and best to you and your lovely wife, Wendy.
Thank you, Legend. Love you more, my good man. Take care of yourself.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, 131 WJR.